Nearly a month after Afghanistan held its first presidential election, this week Hamid Karzai was declared the victor. He won with 55% of the vote. But Karzai continues to face a political challenge from powerful warlords in northern Afghanistan who ran against him in the elections. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
After weeks of delays, Hamid Karzai finally made his election victory speech on the grounds of Kabul's presidential palace. Karzai congratulated Afghans for voting in the country's first presidential elections. He also again promised to crack down on warlords and growing drug mafias that control much of the country.
There will not be any private militia forces in Afghanistan. That's the first demand of the Afghan people. There will definitely not be any drug thing in Afghanistan. We are going to be dedicated, strong in working against that.
Aides say as popularly elected president, Karzai has a new mandate from the people to form a professional government that can achieve these goals. This, says presidential spokesman Javed Luddin, was something Karzai lacked when he was appointed interim leader of a transitional government after the fall of the Taliban.
The government wasn't a coherent government. It wasn't a cabinet that he chose. It was a cabinet that was already pre-cooked and was basically handed over to him. That was a drawback.
But Karzai will face opposition, and not only from the lingering Taliban insurgency in the south and east of the country. Vikram Parekh, an analyst with the International Crisis Group, says most of Karzai's support in the election came from the Pashtuns, his own ethnic group.
Well, I think a mandate would be overstating it. The results reflected, I think, a deeply divided country still essentially on north-south lines. And the only places where I think you saw crossing over of ethnic lines and voting was really in urban areas where Karzai picked up more support.
Karzai did poorly in the northern strongholds of Afghanistan's three other main ethnic groups, the Tajiks, the Uzbeks, and the Hazara. In these regions, locals voted for strongmen from their own ethnic groups, chieftains who happened to fight together against the Taliban as members of the Northern Alliance. Three of these men finished a distant second, third, and fourth to Karzai in the national vote. They gave a joint press conference in Kabul this week, during which they grudgingly accepted the results of the election. The ICG's Vikram Parekh says he sees signs of a rebirth of the Northern Alliance, this time against Karzai.
This is going to force a little bit of a consolidation of different political actors in the north. And this does create then sort of a little bit of a north-south or Pashtun-non-Pashtun polarization.
Analysts say Karzai may have to reach out to places like the Panjshir Valley, an hour's drive north of Kabul. Bisected by the rushing waters of the Panjshir River, this valley's steep walls make it a natural fortress. This, combined with the local Tajik population's reputation as fierce warriors, made it a place that neither the Soviets nor the Taliban could ever conquer. After fending off two invasions, will the Panjshiris now submit to the results of an election? 95% of them voted for Karzai's chief rival at the polls. Some residents here, like this man named Abdul Rab, believe the election was rigged in Karzai's favor by the United Nations and the U.S.
Our president is American, our vice president is Karzai. It means that Karzai is the American stooge.
Others, like this 22-year-old policeman named Shabat al-Rusai, say for now they've accepted Karzai's victory in the interest of national unity.
Yes, they have accepted him as a president, but they will never accept him as a leader.
Karzai's political rivals will get another chance to win power in United Nations-sponsored parliamentary elections, which are scheduled for next spring. UN and Afghan officials agree this next round of voting will be much more difficult to organize than the presidential elections were. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.